I brought my blade.
Okay.
Tomorrow
he's
gonna have a Hanukkah bush instead of a Christmas bush.
Okay, Shkoyev. Baruch Hashem. Have a chance to get together, bicker on the Daf Hayomi. But since it's the Motzei Shabbos preceding Hanukkah, so there's a Chavivus of Inyan D'Yoyme. So we'll just begin in the Masechta Yuma on the Inyan of Mezuzah that's brought Masechta Yuma, and it and the Imam Shechin to the Inyan of Chanukah. The Gemara tells us Masechta Yuma Daf Yud Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Yuma. The Gemara says Tana Abonon Kol Alishke Shehoye B'Migdash Lehoye Lehen Mezuzah Chutz Milishkes Paradrin Shehoye Bo Beis Dira Lekoyin Rabu. And then the Flahadrin, that the Kohen Gadol stayed there for the 7 days preceding Yom Kippur, required a mezuzah. And the Gemara goes on, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, V'aloi kamalish kishoye b'shmi sholem beiz dira, v'olem mezuzah, elo lishkis peradim gzeiro heisim. So we're talking about, the Gemara comes out, that we're talking about during the days when the Kohen wasn't there. But during the time that the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishkas Plahadrin, you have to have a mezuzah on the Lishkas Plahadrin. It's got an interesting dig in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says the Kol Lishkas Shoyim Migdash Lo Yilei Mezuzah Chutz Me Lishkas Plahadrin Shoyim Beistira Le Kohen Gadol. The Gemara should have said a Loshin of Chiyuv Kol Lishkas Lo Yoyim Chiyuvim B'Mezuzah. Except Lishkas Plahadrin, which had a base deal, a Kohen Gadol, Hayu Mechuyev, to have a mezuzah. Mezuzah is a chayiv, it's a mitzvah. The Loshen is, it sounds almost like it goes on the building. Kol HaLishkas Shehoye Migdash LaHayu Lohen Mezuzah. They didn't have a mezuzah on them. Why doesn't it say a chayiv? It should talk on the person who has to put the mezuzah. That doesn't sound like it's in the Sugi Sagimara.
But
oh, I'm saying, but usually the Gemara is not telling the historical facts. Saying the Lishka was mechuyev to have a mezuzah. In the Mishnah Menachah says, who's the chayv of the mezuzah? Is the chayv on the mezuzah on the person, on the soicher, on the balabayis? It's not chayv. So it should say the kol halishkas one didn't have to have a mezuzah, didn't need a mezuzah, and the lishkas blahadon hoye mechuyev to put on a mezuzah.
But then somebody wouldn't. But that would just be understand the word, an opinion of or a psak of the
chiyuv.
Having the member, it's different than
so,
my.
So I thought maybe Alderich. So I thought maybe Alderich would say this, but Emerson Gvaldik Hashav, which I'm not talking about tonight. There's a halacha. Hakol b'ksav b'yad Hashem ole haskel. You can't add things to the Beis Hamikdash. You can't just add things haphazardly to the Beis Hamikdash. There's Gzeres HaKosos. Exactly what part of the Beis Hamikdash? If a mezuzah was there, a mezuzah was part of the binyan of the blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, maybe that's a chiddush what we're saying, that there was a mezuzah and it was part of the din Beis Hamikdash. But I was thinking maybe a little different. Bagnom of the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari is Akash. Shagas Ari asks. So he was there for 7 days. The Gemara Menachos asks, the Gemara has Menachos, who's chayiv in a mezuzah? So the Gemara says, the first 30 days you're in a house, you don't need a mezuzah. Because it's not really called a full-fledged living in a house until you're there for 30 days. The Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need 30 days. So the Gemara, why do you need 30 days? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Parshat, over there, the Rishonim learned that Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is that we say, once you put a mezuzah, you have to leave the mezuzah. Once you have to leave the mezuzah, you're going to stay there. So they said, in Eretz Yisrael, they made a din that you should put it on in 7 days. But really, mashma, al pi din, you need 30 days. It's only a mile in Eretz Yisrael. Al pi din, it's 30 days. So what is over here, the 7 days that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, in this lishka, in that area of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be sufficient. Why would that be enough? L'chayre, the halacha is, you need shleishim yayim. Vosmer, sedo ha-machlekes ha-rishenim, what's the din on a soicher? A soicher is chayiv and mezuzah. If you rent the house, if you don't own the house, a lot of Rishonim learn a soicher is only chayiv midrabanan. It's not his house. The Kohen Gadol didn't own the Beis Hamikdash. If the Kohen Gadol didn't own the Beis Hamikdash, what's he putting What's he doing over here? What's the size? As if like the Gvuras Hari. So the Gvuras Hari, that somehow the Kohen Gadol owns the Lishka. That since he brings a chazal that the Kohen Gadol built it with his money, that part of the Lishka, so somehow it belonged to him. But he says it's not mashma like that. L'chayim is moiser it to Kodesh. He's moiser it to the Beis HaMikdash. He builds it with his money, but it doesn't belong to him. So since it doesn't belong to him, so then he blabs Shver and his Kodesh, the Gvuras Hari, tries with different terutzim to answer his shayla. So in the Chedush Rabbi Leib Malin, Reb Leib says he yisoid. And Reb Leib says that the yisoid of a mezuzah, that is a din, that the door, the person who lives there, has to put up the mezuzah. Not only does the person who lived there have to put up the mezuzah, the shiurim, how long he has to live there. Parsha Pshat, we would learn that when he has to live there, that shows how much he's mechuyev to have a mezuzah. He's mechuyev. If he lives there that long in a house, he's mechuyev to have, that means he's living there. If there's enough time that he's living there, that's a mechuyev for him to have a mezuzah. If he's living a shorter period of time, that's not enough time for him to be mechuyev in having a mezuzah. Reb Leib proves from Raya's that that's not the pshat. Just like a house, in order to have a mezuzah, has to have a doorway, has to have a shear of dalet al dalet, there's shiurim, there's halachas in a mezuzah, there's a mashkif, there's a delas, there's halachas in the bayis. There's a halacha in a bayis, it has to be a bayis, base diurin. And if it's not a base diurin, the bayis is not mechuyev in mezuzah. So Reb Leib, the yisoid of a mezuzah is as the bayis is mechuyev in a mezuzah. If a person has a type of a house that he owns or that he has a shaykhus with, that bayis is mechuyev in a mezuzah. A bayis, let's say he owns it but he doesn't live in it. It's not because he's not living it, he's not mechuyev in a mezuzah. It's not a chayvas mezuzah bal sinish can base the urim. And the amount of time that you have to live in the house is a shear in order to make it that it's called a base dira. And if it's a base dira, then it becomes mechuyev in a mezuzah. So there's a shear of lamed yayim. This one man domo holds a soicher. It's not called a base dira, but there's no a soicher. It's not the pshat, he's not mechuyev because it's not his house. He's not mechuyev al sefelt in the shem base diurim. So therefore, he's not mechuyev. David. So it's not a din in the gavra, it's a din in the bayis. The bayis has to have it has to be that kind of house that you're living that amount of time. So Reb Leib, if the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol must live there that 7 days, so the Kohen Gadol, the Torah made it into a base diurim. For those 7 days, he must live there. So that supersedes the halacha that it needs 30 days. 30 days is not a shear, how much a person has to live there to put up a mezuzah. It's a shear in the bayis, that it has to be a real mekum where you're living. So Mamela, since he's living there for 7 days, and he's living there al pi teire, the teire zok, that's his bayis. So Mamela, it's not that it's his bayis. Says Abayis the Urim. It's as if the Torah was saying the Lishkas Plahadrin is a homestead. It is a Bais Dira. The Torah is saying that it is. So Meila does his Bais Secha. So Meila it's Mechuyev and Mezuzah. So I just. Oh, so Meila, so right. So Sukkah is only because it's a Diris Arai. The Gemara tries to be Machalik. If it's Diris Arai. Here he has to. That's the Gemara Shtal Sukkah. But in here also it's this place. A sukkah, you can have a different sukkah. You can have a different place. This isn't this Dalet Amos where he is. That memel is a shear bias. It's a din bias. Well, so I saw.
What if in this, a mask is what? Putting on a mask, not the side.
Oh,
of mask.
So that's why. That always come in. So doim man domar who holds that by a soicher is a man domar the gemara is it chayves hador chayves habayis. Even if it's a chayves habayis and the mask or the soicher, you need the soicher to live there. If there's a soicher living there. The masker is mechuyev. What's for adineros? Then let your play, but it's a good. But the pshat is, since the soicher is mechuyev. The soicher is koiveya as habay is the urim. Or if habay is the urim, I'm already mechuyev to put it on. Even if I'm not living there, it's a base the urim. As a dugma, when somebody, Rabbi Kivega has a shayla, when someone leaves a house to go to work. So when he comes out, Rabbi Kivega has a tzad, when he comes back, he should have to make a new broch on the mezuzah. He should have to make a new program on the mezuzah. He's not in his house. The Teretz is, so Kmei goes through, he's leaving things in his house, it's a base oitzer, this, the Teretz is like them, you're mechoyev, it's a base to urine. You're not mechoyev when you're living in the house. It's not a chayv on living in the house, it's a chayv on the bias. It's my base to urine. Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not there. So Meile, that's what is a chiva. I just wanted to like...
The whole point of the Kvega is that does his fish steward. If he's away, that's not...
So maybe the Kvega agrees, you're saying. And therefore, say right, right. I just want to say like this. Well, so I found it was a Ma'al Mokim. In the Sefer Nesivas HaKosh, when I hid in Eretz Yisrael, he was a very choshev erov, the chark of erov. He was an Aiden by Moshe Landinsky and the Rosh Yiva of Radin, the chark of erov, asked once the Brisker Rov, who pays for this mezuzah on the Lishkas Plahadrin? Who puts up the mezuzah? So he said, it has to come from the Gizbah. It's the Beis HaMikdash Shechin, comes from the Gizbah. The Brisker Rov said, what's up with the Gizbah? There was a whole Shach V'tai, he brings in a sefer that the Brisker, they were having a handle arai. This stims very good, what the Rebbe is saying. This is not a chayv on the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, what is chayv? The Kohen Gadol is just the Koiveya that's over there. Even the Mandama holds the Seicher is Mechuyiv. The Kohen Gadol didn't pay to live here. Even is the Seicher. Not the Pshat is, he's Koiveyas is the Urim. Where is Mechuyiv yet? The Beis HaMikdash is Mechuyiv. So have my mezuzah. Aye, there's no person to be Mechuyiv. Aber es ist Abayis. Und der Bayis, the Teir sagt, es Abayis, when I base the Urim. The base the Urim. Who's have my mezuzah? So Memele, it would be a Shaila. Comes from the Gizbah. Comes from the money of the Lishka. It's a chiyuv of the ba'ad. Then it stims.
But
the words.
It's only a chiyuv on a person. It's not a chiyuv on.
No, I'm saying it's a chiyuv on a ba'ad. It's a chiyuv on. It could be a chiyuv on Hekdish. Because it's a bias. Shel Yisrael. So balance it, Klal Yisrael. Umemele, a bias versus a base shel the Urim. I'm saying it's meduyik in the Gemara.
Hekdish is not mechuyev in mitzvahs.
Right. I'm saying it's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. But it's mechuyev as the bias. For Hegdish, I'm going to bring that out in a second. I'm just saying, it's Maduik in the Gemara. Kol ha-lishkes shoye mikdash loy hoye lohem mezuzah. Chutz mi lishkes one, shoye baba is dira shul kain gadol, that it had a mezuzah. Had a mezuzah. Didn't have a mezuzah. The Teretz says, there's no one, there's no person who's mechuyif to have the mezuzah. The bay is hot ha-mezuzah. Or memele, because it's a bay shol the urim, a bay shol the urim, hot ha-mezuzah. I'm just saying, stay tall, claw. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to interrupt you. But what is it? This far of somebody who holds a sight that isn't it. If it's, I understand it. But it would seem that a sight, a person, look, I mean, you see, houses are rented out. Why aren't they based to Europe? I mean, the people live there.
So there is a base to Europe.
No, so what's the rental? The sheet holds that.
The masker is higher.
Like
oh, because it has to be. It has to be a diurim of ownership. It has to be a diurim of ownership. What's the tzad that a sight is not mechuyev? So what's your tzad? Why is Eichel Namachoy? If you learn that...
So if it's a whole thing is to make it has to be my house, so Eichel's not my house. Even though he rents.
You're saying if the Svara is under
the
Urim...
is it based in Urim? What's the Svara?
Because it's a Shir and Beis Echad, the Urim. Maybe it's psychological. You live different in your own house.
That the renter is the one that Eichel
is the if I have a third yeah, you do the same Christmas,
but it's only me the Rabbanon, like the lot of that's the Shabbos, how you say? It's only me the Rabbanon, so how could it be over here? It's in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't be same Mechal at the Rabbanon. It has to be a Deraisin, not to be Hakol itself. So therefore, it has to be, that would be a Din. So really, what I'm bringing out from here is, one thing is clear from the Gemara, however you learn. Yeah, they could be. I'm throwing it Hakol. Design you can do, but Din maybe you can't put in. So I just want to say like this. State klal in the Gemara as mezuzah, even if it's a choyve on the person to put up a mezuzah is a complete choyves habayis. The bayis needs a mezuzah. The way you live in the bayis is just a tenai what kind of house it is. Un memele, the bayis was hot mezuzah. So I want to say like this.
So did you answer how the mezuzah, how Hekdash has a mitzvah.
No, so I'm saying, the only thing that you see from Hekdash is not a mitzvah. Just Hekdash builds a Beis HaMikdash is muchach that the Beis HaMikdash needs to have a mezuzah. It's muchach, it's not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv on anybody. It's the tzuras habayis, the bayis needs a mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah that the bayis should have it. Even if there's no person per se who's mechuyev, the bayis was on my mezuzah.
They have to provide housing.
But if there would be no chayvus mezuzah, that's so he wouldn't have to have it.
That's why.
You mean right? So it's a mokum to urine for the thing. So I want to say like this. We know that ner Chanukah is ner ishu beisim. So sedo aloche ner ishu beisim. That means a house needs to have a ner Chanukah. Mahadrim and a mahadrim is for each person in the house. But the ikadin Chanukah ner Chanukah is that the bayis should have a mezuzah. Kemeklah nachakire. What is the din of the bayis that you need? You need a mezuzah. Is the bayis only a place ner Chanukah? What is the bayis for ner Chanukah? Is it a place just where to put the Ner Chanukah? It has to be by your front door. That's just a place. But it has nothing to do with the bias. It's just a venue. Where should you put the mezuzah? Where should you put the Ner Chanukah? To put the Ner Chanukah be small and the mezuzah be a min. Toysvis in Mesechtes Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Omer Aleph, Toysvis says, Agaval Dekohara. It's Mamish. If I would ask this kashi, throw me out of the Bismedush. If you see a Ner Chanukah, you make a brocha shos anisim, the first night you make a shechion. Why do you make a brocha b'chas haroya on Ner Chanukah? When you see somebody picking up a lulav, you don't make a brocha. You see somebody putting on a pair of tefillin, you don't make a brocha. Why do you make a b'chas haroya? So really, Tosfos is very hard to understand. I mean, there's a mitzvah pesumei nisa. So pesumei nisa, I'm lighting it that you should see it. So maybe you're connecting to me. So there's a whole separate shmooze. What was bothering Tosfos? And if you look very carefully in Masechet Sukkah there, Rashi really says that the reason there's a birchas haroya is because there's a pesumei nisa. But however, Tosfos says a different teretz, which we'll have to a different time say why Tosfos didn't say the posh teretz. Tosfos says in his second teretz, mishum sheyesh kama bnei odom she'ein lohem batim. There are many people who don't have houses. And therefore they can't be mekayim the mitzvah because they're homeless. So since they're homeless, they can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Chazal were worried about them. If they can't have a house, they're not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. So Chazal, what should you do?
Right.
So we made a bichas haroya for them. So they said, I don't like this teretz. The tikshulei me mezuzah. It's bothering me, this kasher, because Tosfos says he doesn't like this teretz because it's bothering him. Then there should be a bichas haroya on a mezuzah. Every time a yid sees a mezuzah on a house, he should make a bracha. Why? Sheyesh hanoshim she'ein lohem batim. So then, how are they going to be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah? Elomai yesh hanoshim she'ein lohem batim. So Tosfos therefore says another teretz. Someone doesn't have oil. He's mechuyev in the Chanukah. Novos, he doesn't have oil. If someone doesn't have wicks, he's mechuyev in Ner Chanukah. We feel bad for him. He can't do it. If someone doesn't have a bias, he's mechuyev in Ner Chanukah. He just doesn't have where to put it. It's lacking in the ability to do it. There's something that he's missing in a condition that he can't do it because he doesn't have the material. So mainly he doesn't have a bias. So we feel bad for him. Someone doesn't have a bias. Else mechuyev in mezuzah. Only a person who has a house is mechuyev mezuzah. Someone who doesn't have a house is not mechuyev mezuzah. Someone who doesn't want to get divorced doesn't have to give a get. So the mitzvah. If he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have a mezuzah. What's will taste this? The emesis are the Rambam haltazoi. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachos. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam codifies two different kinds of mitzvahs. And I'll read you the words of the Rambam. Nilchus Brochus, Perikir Aleph. The Rambam says, Perikir Aleph, that the Rambam state, let's just find it, I know in the Surah of the other Rambam, Yesh mitzvahs halocha beis. Perikir Aleph halocha beis. Yesh mitzvahs asei she'odam chayim lishtadl v'lirdoif ad she'asa oisok egoin tfilin suke lulo v'sheifa. Ve'elu heim hanekroim choyva. There are certain mitzvahs which are called mitzvahs chiyuvis. Sukkah, lulav, shoifel, which no matter what, tefillin, you got to do it no matter what. The yesh mitzvahs she'enon choyva. Elo doymen l'rishus. Kegoy mezuzah. Maike. She'en odom chayv lishken bebayis ha'chayv mezuzah. Kedei she'as mezuzah. Elam, what's lishken kol yomo besvina? Yeshev. He could live over there. If he has a bias, he has to make a mic. So means the Rambam categorizes two kinds of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah chayve, and so a mitzvah sheina chayve. So the Rambam, v'chein mitzvah shein midivrei seifrim. Yesh mitzvah shein chayve. Kogoy mikra megillah. Hadlokas ner Shabbos. Hadlokas ner Chanukah. Person's mechuyev al koponim lasis a mitzvah. V'yesh mitzvah shein chayve. That they're like a rishus. Kogoy eriv. Unatilas yadayim. If you don't want to eat bread, you don't have to wash until you die. If you don't want to carry, you don't have to make an Erev. So Mamela, so the Rambam, there's two types of mitzvah. Where does the Rambam put Chanukah? Where does the Rambam put Mezuzah? Mezuzah is a Rishus. Where does the Rambam put Chanukah? In Choyle. So they said the Rambam is Klo Mechalik between Mezuzah and Chanukah. It's Poshut. Well, Chanukah, the Pshat is, it has to be, you have to have a house. The Rambam's asking, if you don't have a house, you don't light Chanukah. No, the Pshat is, because if you don't have a house, you don't have a house, you don't have the opportunity to do it. So you should have to try to find a house. You have to try to find a house. And if you don't find out, I don't know, maybe there's a deal, the person has to give away more than a chaymish min a chosuf to do a ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, I feel him a glimmer al kasbe. So according to the Rambam, you have to find a place to live.
Maybe he means raya.
It doesn't mean raya.
How do you know it doesn't mean raya?
Nah. He says hadlokas because he says vahadlokas ner Chanukah. Maybe that's good. Why is it about Lokasna? Chamshtet about Lokasna Chanukah. So Mele, so there would be a din. Nire, a Taisis is Choylik. Taisis held, as Ne Chanukah, is a Choyvis Ba'ayis. Just like you have a Choyvis Mezuzah, you have a Choyvis Ne Chanukah. So during the year, you just have to have a Mezuzah B'yamin, and that's a Yiddish house. If you have a house, you have to have a Mezuzah B'yamin. Chanukah, the 8 days, you have to have a Ner Chanukah b'smoil. Umemela said, O Adin, as the Ner Chanukah needs a bias. So because it's not only it needs a bias because we're the light, it's a Achoyvis bias. Umvibal says Achoyvis bias, how Toysvis, it's the same like Mezuzah. Umemela, it's like Toysvis Akash. But Toysvis would seem clear that it's a Achoyvis bias, and I saw that the Pnei Shua Masech to Shabbos, the Sugya of Chanukah, throughout the Sugya, keeps learning that it's a Achoyvis bias. Doimah to Mezuzah. The Makar is the Toysvis. A Toysvis held. Asado Asadin, be a Chayvis Mezuzah. So now what we're saying is that by a Mezuzah, I just grabbed the Agavurcha, I saw a Shaila from Zalman Erbach. If we know there's a whole machlokes if someone coughs his Ein Zokakla. But if you cover B'mezid, you're not Yaitzvah. There's a Shita. There's a machlokes, a Poiskim. That means, let's say, in the half hour, you put it out on purpose. Or if you put it out before you knew you would put it out. Could be, then everyone is moed to kafsa zokikla. If you lit it knowing you're going to put it out, then everyone would hold kafsa zokikla. They bring rise to this. The Gemara looks, ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos, which one goes first? So the Gemara says, ner Shabbos, mishum sholem beisai. So chabagutah shayle, light it outside. Ner Chanukah definitely goes first, right? Shabbos, you have to light the Ner Chanukah, then you light the Ner Shabbos. If you hold kafsa b'meis, it helps. No problem. Go outside. Light it. Put it out. Bring it inside. And light it inside. What's the problem? Well, what's the steal in Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos? I only have a half hour's worth of oil. So the problem is, the Ner Chanukah you light outside. The Ner Shabbos you light inside. Take the Ner Chanukah, light it outside, put it out, bring it inside, and light it inside for Ner Shabbos. Elamai kofsim amazed. Oh, okay, maybe it's with you. But Mahatnish can break it. You're only going to do one here. You only have a half hour's worth of oil. So what should you do? So Elamai is muchach. That kofsim amazed with a already intentional, it was already predestined that you were going to put it out. That's a halacha of kofsa. That's already kofsim amazed. I got a saw that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in Talmud the Cross says that's not al kofsa b'meizid. That he says is ruach mitzuya. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So if you light something in a place where the wind is going to put it out, so it doesn't put it out right away. It's going to put it out within the half hour of the regular wind. The lighting's no good. So what's the difference to wind and what's the difference to you? If you were part of the plan to put it out in the half hour, you're also a Ruach Metzuyah. So you lit it that it's not Roy for a half hour. You're part of the Ruach Metzuyah. But if you afterwards you decided to put it out, Zuk Chaim Kanievsky, Then there's a shaylet, kof subameis, it would be zokeklor. But if you were predestined before, that you had a plan to put it out, das will geblim maruch mitzuya, das will geblim maruch mitzuya, that's no good. As he said, so kum to chais, klar to b'chai, Reb Shlomo Zalman, let's say somebody's moving. Sunday night Hanukkah is when he got his apartment, but he's only going to be let in at 7 o'clock. So he lights in his apartment at 6:45, right, as the moving trucks are getting ready to move. He didn't move yet. And now he's moving at 7. So the pshat is, that means in the half hour it's not his house anymore. Because in the 15 minutes it's not his house. So he's not Yetzir Hanukkah, but also Zoyz Ner Hanukkah. So there, so then it would be Kofsa B'mezit. By leaving would have been Kofsa B'mezit. Because he's leaving his house. It's like he's putting it out. Now it's Tama Ner Hanukkah. So those Kamech and Klaren, if it's the pshat, it's a Chayvus Gavra, so he lit it in the right place. And so now it's good. But if the pshat is a Chayvus Bayis, so it's Chayvus Bayis. It's a Nishtokin Bayis. It's not a place where he's Mechuyv. It's not his Bayis. So we see that we'll be told in these stories. So upon him, we see a Machlekes HaRishonim. If Ner Chanukah is a Chayvus Bayis, like Mezuzah, or if it's a Chayvus Gavra, like Shal Mitzvahs, like Tfilin Sukkah, Lulav
HaShayfa.
Oh, so once I'm coming to the very good. So now I want to say like this. We know that there's a big shaila. The halacha is ner ishu beisai. But the halacha is, even though it's ner ishu beisai, mahadrin and a mahadrin is that every person could light. So everybody here knows there's a famous briskerov, that the briskerov is mazba, that according to some shitas, the Rambam's shita, is that one person would light, the head of the household lights, even Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. So let's say you're lighting for the nights. So the third night, one person lights three. According to us, we would light, we give out the first person lights, the second person lights, the third person lights. And we separated, the Ramah separates each person could light. So the Briskerov is Mazba, what's the Machlekes? Why did the Rambam not come up with this idea that each person could light in a separate place with a Menorah? So the Briskerov is Masber, it's totally in a Machlekes HaRishonim. We know that, just say it over very Bekitzer, we know that there's a Machlekes, by Mila, there's a hidden mitzvah of taking off even the tzitzim she'enem ma'akfin es ha'mila. That the halacha is, you have to take off Arla. If you don't take off, there's a certain minimum which must be taken off. Once that minimum is taken off, there's also extra tzitzim, extra strings of flesh, of skin, that have to be taken off on the Arla, and that's hidden mitzvah. The Gemara says, you can go back and take it off after. Except, the Gemara says like this, if you stopped, you did the Mila, and now you look back and there's still tzitzim that are not marked of the Mila, don't go back. Wait, you have to do it. The Gemara just says, don't go back. Just to do it. Zok the Shulchan Aruch in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, it's talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't go back. Why can't you go back? Because it would be a chilul Shabbos. It's only a chilul Shabbos for hidden mitzvah. The Rambam says even during the week, don't go back. The Rambam learned the Gemara literally. The Gemara did not mean specifically Shabbos. The Gemara meant even during the week. So you can't go back even during the week. Zok the Shagas Haya. What's the machlekes the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in the tour? Zok there is a shaila. It's a yisoid in hidden mitzvah. Is hidden mitzvah intrinsically tied to the ma'aseh mitzvah? And you have to do a ma'aseh mitzvah together with the hider. If you did the ma'aseh mitzvah, hider cannot last on itself. So once you finish the ma'aseh mitzvah, you can't go back and do hider mitzvah. That's what the Rambam held. That's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Tor. The Tor held, you can always do hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah has its own independent life. So could you finish the ma'aseh mitzvah? Now you can go back and do a ma'aseh hider mitzvah. The Rambam held, it's one long din. In the ma'aseh mitzvah, not in hidden mitzvah. Now the Velch tells it too, when Reb Chaim once said, if someone has two esrogim to take on Sukkot morning, he has a muhudr, but it's a suffik if it's an esrog, and he has a vaday esrog which is not muhudr, which one should he take first? So Reb Chaim said, you should take the hidr one, which is a suffik. He said, why? Once you take the esrog which is not muhudr, but for sure an esrog, you will yotze. You can't go back and do hidden mitzvah, it's too late. Better take the hidr. In case it's not, you can go do it. But you do the hider. That sounds like the Rambam's shita. Now the Rambam says you can't go back to hider. Zok the Briskerov. In came we understand the machlekes by Chanukah. If the halacha is you can't separate hiddur from the mitzvah, so then the person lighting the Ner Chanukah has to do one ma'aseh mitzvah of lighting all three neiros. But if you're old, he's going to stop. Once he stops and he gives it to somebody else to light, the mitzvah's over. And now the second person is just being Mekayim Hidr. If he's Mekayim Hidr, it's no good. So therefore we spread it out. And we can't spread it out. One person could do it. The Ramah holds like the tour. So good, it's a Hidr mitzvah, the other Neiris. But the other Neiris can be done independently as a Kiyum of Hidr. So Hidr mitzvah could be a Kiyum independent from the mitzvah itself. So in Mela, that's why the Ramah holds that you could separate. And he says it's l'shitosoi between the two. The Rambam holds hiddur mitzvah has to be connected to the ma'aseh mitzvah. Therefore, it's tied only to the person who's being madlik. Mashenkein, the Ramah holds like the tour, and you could separate the ma'aseh. I once said, and everyone says it, that it seems Reb Kivega goes different than the Briskerov. Kivega asks in a tshuva, how could you light the Ner Chanukah after the father of the house lit it? The first person in the house lights. So according to the Ramah, the next person lights. Frank Kivega, you never make a bracha on Hidda Mitzvah. Hidda Mitzvah, by definition, is extra. There's no Vitzivonu on Hidda Mitzvah. So how do I go and say, Asher Kitchonu v'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu l'adlik Ner Shul Chanukah? How can I say l'adlik Ner Shul Chanukah on the Hidda Mitzvah? Hidda Mitzvah doesn't have a bracha. Zoktim Kivega is muchach, that when you light, while the father's lighting, you have to have kavona not to be yoytze. The father's lighting, and I'm thinking, I don't want to be yoytze. So when I'm lighting, it's a mitzvah gomor. I'm not yoytze with the father's lighting. So therefore, what am I doing? I'm doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. Well, the ma'aseh mitzvah is the second lighting. Memeila, kens the zogen, asher kachonim b'sayis ha'vitzivonu. If the havona would be like the briskerov, 1 second. That it's one happy hadlaka, everyone in the family together. He's comparing it to the tzitzim sheinam akvinas hamila. By having kavona not to be yaitse, you're short-circuiting the whole din. Because then there's no hidda mitzvah. Then the pshat is, according to Mekivega, the second person is lighting it, but Torah is independent lighting. So the whole din of hadlaka is only separate from the first one. L'chayr Mekivega state, Nishmi Briskerov. When the Briskerov held up us, that it's one long hadlaka. We need a yeshiva of Kivega's kasha. But according to Kivega, each person is lighting independently. And his hadlaka is a mais hadlaka. And therefore you have kavona not to be yaitse. So it seems like a very... Ich will defrege jetzt a shayla from Kivega. So that's what we see. Kivega holds you have to have kavona not to be yaitse. So I ask you a question. I just saw recently, you see in the newspapers, there's a new, I don't know if it's a new style, but today it's in. You call a Groyser Rebbe, a person builds a house, and he calls a Rebbe to put up the mezuzah. He calls down a Rebbe to put up a mezuzah. Let's say, he said, oh, Yid, was hot zwei Rebbes. And I hot zwei Rebbes, evil mechabes ein zwei Rebbes to leg in the mezuzah. And they both have to be on the front door, so he can cover the under door. He wants to shame the front door. So he has a problem. He should say, okay, he says to his son, Abid, when the first Rebbe puts on the mezuzah, do us kavon initiates his Amidiana mezuzah. Then we'll call the second Rebbe and we'll put up the second mezuzah. Why can't we put up two mezuzahs?
But mezuzah
doesn't initiates his
mezuzah doesn't need
kavon. Oh, Zukta. Wait, one second. Elamai will zogen. Weil bei Mezuzah kann man nicht haben, kein Kavon initiiert zu sein. Weil dabei ist, hat er Mezuzah, hat er es am Mezuzah. Bischleime, Nechaneke. Nechaneke ist auch Heuvis Gavre. Und dabei ist es noch ein Hecher Timze, wie zu legen, der Nechaneke. So then you could say, I put it, you put it. So you put it, I put it, I decide, I want to put it. Aber oi, Nechaneke ist auch den, wie Mezuzah, wie man gelernt, ein Teiswiss. A Teiswiss sagt, als es auch Heuvis Bayis, and just like a bias needs a mezuzah during the 8 days of Chanukah, a bias needs a mezuzah and a ner Chanukah. So the bias hot a ner Chanukah. Or the bias hot a ner Chanukah. Wie kannst du am Kavon initiate zu sein? Was im Schatter Rebbe Kivega? Or if Rebbe Kivega will agree with Tosfos that the din in ner Chanukah is a din like mezuzah. And we said by mezuzah, it's mamash achoy v'zbayis, like we proved from the Gemara in Yuma. Same game, by Ner Chanukah, you shouldn't be able to put the Ner Chanukah on another, you shouldn't be able to have come on not to put a Ner Chanukah. And the emes is, Adaran Mesechta Shabbos, in the Sugya of Achsenoi, the Ran asks the Shaila, what is the Chiddush of Achsenoi? The Gemara brings the whole thing. Should he be Shatah Priti? Should he make on his own? So the Ran, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, the Loyleima Lehevi Kimezuza. The Ran zukt. As the Chiddush of the Gemara Achsenoi is, das ist nicht wie Mezuzah. Teisus sagt nicht das. Teisus sagt, sie ist wie Mezuzah. Teisus sagt, sie ist wie Mezuzah. And I'm a male, and they still ach sanoi. And they still like to knege, having kabon and ishiyay to sein. So the emes is, this year I saw, that in the Sefer Birchas Avram on Masechta Shabbos, he brings that when he was young, he asked the Briskerov, Ashayla. And he said to the Briskerov, the Morgan Avram Paskins, mitzvahs are ain't tzriches kavona by the rabbonons. Mitzvahs the rabbonons, everyone is moi the mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona. And he said, not only is mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona, he said, there are shittas harishonim that hold even kavona lehepach doesn't help. Kavona lehepach only helps when it's a mitzvah, when there's a din al koponim from kavona. No, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona. By the rabbonons, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona, no kavona lehepach. Yes, Kvege says, you can have kavona not to be yaitzeh. Does this, the whole takona of Ner Chanukah, of lighting Mahadrin, is with Kavona and Ishyaitse Zayin. So yes, the Briskerov, L'chayr, it's faket from that Mogen Avram. The whole din of Ner Chanukah, state Kavona and Ishyaitse Zayin. So what's the pshat? So the Briskerov just said, Re'ei Amad Debar. Nobody does like a Kiveg anyway. Like, you know, nobody has Kavona not to be Yaitse. Like, he didn't tolerate it.
That's only when the person himself is lighting. Then Kavona.
You mean, but when you're not doing it, right? Maybe because in order to be included in his adloke, you have to have a positive kavona. If not, so I was thinking, maybe there's a that's the shaila now. What's the din? What's the din of kavona? What's the din of kavona here? L'chayr, if you need kavona, to be yetzer. So be'etzem, what would be this? So be'emes, I was thinking maybe by Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah persume nisa, and for persume nisa, you need kavona. Because if not, you're not being mefaras from the nes. If you're putting down lights and you're not being mechaven what it's for, it's lacking in persume nisa. But Be'emes is from Toisvus alein is mavuya not like that, because Toisvus compares Ner Chanukah to other mitzvahs. It seems that Toisvus learned persume nisa is just a tam for the mitzvah. Not that it's a kiyum of persume nisa, that's just a tam. So leave that on the side. I would rather not say that shita in Toisvus, that would be persume nisa. So I was thinking of teretz like this. Why would there be a din kavona not to be yetzer? According to the tzad, it's mezuzah. If it's mezuzah, it's chayv, it's bias. You should have that. So it's something that I was looking for this whole week and I could not find it. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, has a list, a whole Amud of Gemara, different shiurim of bias. A bias for mezuzah needs dalet al dalet. A bias for bias tomei has this shiur. A bias menuga has this shear. A bias for Micah has this shear. I wanted to know, what's the shear of a bias for Chanukah? For Gdav Shtein, in the Gemara, a shear bias for Ner Chanukah. What's the shear bias for Ner Chanukah? So, first I thought, maybe mezuzah be a min, Ner Chanukah be small. It's the same shear as mezuzah. But it doesn't say anywhere that that's the shear of the bias for mezuzah, for Ner Chanukah. So I was looking around. Somebody told me, I even went to Baruch Park, I couldn't find that tape. He said there's a tape from Rabosh Ariely, one of the shiurim on Sukkah, that one of the shiurim, he has a shiur on to try to find if there's a shiur, why the Gemara didn't bring a shiur bias for Ner Chanukah in one of the shiurim, but I wasn't able to find it. But where, that's going pretty contemporary to find somebody to ask this question, where would be the shiur of a Ner Chanukah? Nira, that for Ner Chanukah you don't need a shiur bias. You need a place to live, and to live, so you have to have a place which is yours, and you're living there, and it's mishtayich, it's connected to you, and you can light a Ner Chanukah. There's no sheer bias; it's a sheer of like of where you're living, and mamelu, where you're living, you put a mezuzah. Wherever you're living, there's a chayva that there should be there a mezuzah. If someone would be living on a park bench. And that's his place, and it somehow belongs to him. So he would put a mezuzah, he would put a Ner Chanukah there. Because Dokum Vointo. And he's living there, that Mokum is where he has it. That's what's Kinirut. It doesn't say a Shia.
The same as
no, mezuzah is not. Mezuzah is Shia Dalit al Dalit. Mezuzah is a shir in the bias. And this is like a shir in the giyurin, where you're living. Umemela, it's vaita din in the place where you're living, because Tosfos compares it to mezuzah. But it's not a shir in the, it's not a shir, there's no shir in the chetz of the bias. As long as it is, I say like this. If there are two people living in a house, they can't have in mind, I'm not yotze with your mezuzah. Because since there's a shear in the bias, so Mela, that is the bias. The bias, hota mezuzah. If two people are living on one bench, each person has his makam giyurim. It's like a virtual makam giyurim. You can't find the exact space. But each person, since there's no shear, each person has his makam. If two people are living in one bias, each person could say, I'm stelling avek now, there's a chelik of this bias which is mine. And there's a chelik of this bias which is yours. So kum tuchay sazay. The kavone is not the kavone nisht yoytze zayin. The kavone is that I'm establishing that I'm living in my own mokim. In this mokim, I'm living in my own mokim. Un memeila kenachom ma separate nechanike.
And that's what
Kveg is going to mean. Kmega made this kavone shaloi lotzeis. I made a kavone that I have my own mokim. And if I have a kavone to have my own mokim, that's what's going to be the halacha. So Mela, in it's shver fun mezuzah. Mezuzah, I can't have kavone to make my own mokim. Kavone is mitzvah kenach mishom. Or but kavone to have an own mokim, I either can't have. Pasudu adin bias. So Mela, it's one bias. Mashenke by Nechaneke. Nechaneke is this kavona nisht yoytze zayin meint, the kavona not that we have separate places. So in Melech, that's what it did in Nechaneke, so therefore that's why by Nechaneke there's such a halacha that two people, that maybe even in the Pshat in the Ran. The Ran is saying in Achsonoi state, as is nishvi mezuzah, each person could shtel avek what his mok and where to have it.
So you're saying that there are those who light these big menorahs in these public areas.
There's no one's living. No, they can't because there's no living, right? There's no living. Right? That would be a key mok for so many. No, so I was just thinking.
No,
the Velt wants to say.
Why didn't light outside?
What?
People lighting outside on the street, in the front.
No, the front, that's because that's the mokum of the, that's the place to light, that's opposite your mezuzah. I was just thinking only like this. No, because you don't have to have your own place. If you don't have the kavanah to be your own place, we're all living in one bias. You're asking it should be that way automatically from what you're living. I'm only saying all like this. Some wanted to answer. Let's go back to the briskerov. Where's the mahadran? Each person's lighting separate. So where's the mahadran? It ends up that there's five people lighting separate. Five people living in an apartment building. Each apartment has their own Hanukkah. There's no tziruf. Everybody's light. So they say, no. I'm having in mind not to be yaitzah. That's in regards to me not being yaitzah. So I'm lighting. But at the end of the day, there's that shear of neiris in the window or at the door. So mainly the sum total, there's a shear of mahadran. That's the lumdish man from old zogin. Ados meitel b'kveiga. In the maisad lock, each person's lighting separate. In the together it is. Like what we're saying, you can't say that, Teretz. Because the pshat is, if the kavanah had to be exes, it's like it's separate mekaymas. I mean, kaveya versus what a separate mekaymas. And since it has a separate din, there would not be the din of Ner Chanuk. There would not be the din. It's like one hadlaki even in regarding what comes out after. So Mela, that's why they would not have the halacha. You would not have the halacha of Ner Chanuk. You would not have the halacha of Mehidr, because there wouldn't be Mahadrin, so you have to say a different teretz for a different time. Why Rabbi Kivega was going to learn Mahadrin? Yes?
No, even according to Rabbi Kivega, since you could have been Yaitzer with one, and you went and you made everybody had his own, that's a Hidr mitzvah. Because you could have.
Oh, right. So in the Briskerov, it seems like he's alluding to Kivega, and he sounds something like what you're saying, that the fact that you want to be Yaitzer yourself, that is the Hidr mitzvah. Yes. It's not the Hidr mitzvah. So Bema says it'll come out a gevaldike nafkemina between Rebbe Kivega and the Briskerov in a certain halacha. We know that there's a big shaila. Haroya nachanek et tzorach levarach. What happens if somebody sees the nair of Mahadrin? Tzorach levarach or ain't tzorach levarach? Because that's only in my Hiddudika Ner, it's not the regular Ner Chanukah. The Ner issue basically is the first. The other one is not a Ner, is not a, is only a Hiddud mitzvah. The what?
Because it was
Madlik
made a bracha.
So yeah. So light became a light. Oh, you mean according to the Brisker Rav, how does the person make a bracha by himself on lighting it? So because he's doing a ma'aseh. So I'm saying, so I sort of may a simcha's mistapik in our sameach. He's not sure if the ner of hider you could make a bracha. He's not sure. So I'm saying the nafkamina would be if you see the second person's light, could you make a bracha? According to the Brisker Rav, the second person's light is a ner shel hider. According to Rabbi Kivege, the second person's ner is not a ner shel hider. It's a ner shel adlok, it's ner chanukah. It's like he's living in another house. So if he's living in another house, that's why it would not be that halacha, and you would not have the din of you would be able to, according to Rabbi Kivege, and according to the Brisker Rav, a ner aroya would not be able. So there's many, many different nafkaminas.
What? Shulchan Aruch says,
like,
the other household members can also
light. Kvega says that you have to. Maybe, hopes, maybe it's built in. It's built in to the Kavanah, not to the Yivakai, that they have Kavanah. You mean, Luchay, what are Yivakai, the Pesumi Nisa of everyone? So I just want to theorize that this morning, I just take 2 minutes, as I said in the parasha this week, on what it would come, another pshat of why you need kavana for Ner Chanukah in other situations, other mitzvahs, rabbonos, you don't need kavana. So I wanted to say like this. The emes is, in Shulchan Aruch it says, that if someone, we don't make sudas, we only make sudas on Chanukah is a rishus. Suda on Purim is a chayve. Why? So it says, because the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mogen Avraham and others, is because the Sudas Purim, there was a sakana leguf. So maybe we have to separate the guf. So we have to celebrate it with a Suda. Chanukah was only a sakana's hanefesh. So it was a sakana not to do mitzvahs. So the sakana not to do mitzvahs is celebrated through shiras v'sishpachis. So it's interesting that the Taz es a shayla. It was a shas hashmad. And if they were telling you not to do mitzvahs, the halacha is, even on Avera Kala, we're not doing mitzvahs. Yarva Yava. So Melu, Sigven HaSakon is HaGuf, Nishkven HaSakon is HaNefesh. The Siba was the Nefesh. But at the end of the day, Frek the Taz, Sigven HaSakon is HaGuf. So it's brought down from the Avnei Nezer. That Avnei Nezer is still too. He said it himself, but I found it later that the Chidor Machzik Brocha says it. That if somebody's in a situation of Kiddush Hashem, there's a guy holding a gun to his head and says, "Do avodah zara," and the person is being oimed bin asoyin, and he's not going to be do. He won't be oimed avodah zara, and he will let himself be killed. And a lightning comes down from Shemayim, and hits the guy on the head, strikes him lightning. Mamsha nes nigla. Does he make a birchas hagoyimel? So the chido, you don't make a birchas hagoyimel, because birchas hagoyimel is made when you're saved from a life and death situation. So you were in sakona of life and death, you got saved, you mean. Here you were not in a sakona from life and death. You were a sakona of death and Kiddush Hashem. And if the other side of the coin was Kiddush Hashem, it's nice that you got saved. But you got saved from a Kiddush Hashem. So being saved from a Kiddush Hashem does not reach the bar of the halacha of making a birchas hagoyimel. And he says you don't even make a she'osali nes mokam hazeh. He says when Yitzchak would have came back to the Akedah, he brings it from his grandfather, the Chidor, he wouldn't have made a bracha of Birchas HaGoyimel. Because on the other side, it would have been a Kiddush Hashem. So if it would have been a Kiddush Hashem, you don't make a Birchas HaGoyimel. So to Avnei Nezer. Of course, by Purim, was not Kiddush Hashem. They were going to kill them regardless. They were just going to kill the Jews. But by Chanukah, they were going to kill the Jews if they don't do the mitzvahs or they do Averis. If they don't do the Averis, they won't kill them. So that means they would be killed standing on the principle of not doing Averis or continuing the mitzvahs. That would have been Kiddush Hashem. If that would have been Kiddush Hashem, so therefore, that wasn't the full Hatzolah in regards to the Guf. Because just like the Chidor says, there wouldn't be a Birchas HaGoyimel. So too, there would not be the celebration of the Guf. Hashem came by Purim that there was. So what's the Pshat Taka by Chanukah there is? I wanted to say like this. If you look in the Gemara says, Lashon HaAcheres Kavuim V'Osu Yontif. So the Velt asks a question, why does it say Lashon HaAcheres? It should have said that year they celebrated Hanukkah right after the Nes. Because really Hanukkah wasn't a celebration. They got saved from Kiddush Hashem. When you say from Kiddush Hashem, who said it calls for a celebration? Just they saw, they went on for a year. And from the year they saw that they were able to produce more Kiddush Hashem. They were able to produce more Kiddush Hashem through living than through getting killed. Lushana Acheris, they looked back and they said, we filled the deficit of the Kiddush Hashem. Lushana Acheris, Kavuam Basu Yontif Baal Voidoa. And they made a Yontif Baal Voidoa in order to do the Yontif of Chanukah. So I was thinking of Pshat and the Gemara. But maybe it's even deeper. Every year when a person lights Ner Chanukah, he's being mashlim Kiddush Hashem. And I saw the Reb Daniel Abavli brought down the Sefer Rasag, the Pirush on the Sefer Rasag for a Perlel. He says, the B'shem the Reb Daniel Abavli, I saw it in the Sefer Hare Kedem, he brings down that Reb Daniel Abavli says, lighting the Ner Chanukah is Kiddush Hashem. Persume Nisa shows that we're believing that Hashem left us living in order to be mefarsim the Shem Shamayim. So in order to be mefarsim Hashem, it's a Kiddush Hashem, Kum Techois. Persume Nisa is a hemshich of the Lashon HaAcheres to create Kiddush Hashem. And if you're not creating Kiddush Hashem, so then therefore, they should have been then, they should have been killed al Kiddush Hashem. Because of the Dairus HaAchreinim, every Yid doing Persume Nisa with the Ner Chanukah. He's being mefarsim the Nes and he's being marbe the Kiddush Hashem that comes out. If that's the Pshat, Im Kain, it's moving why it needs Kavona. Mitzvahs you can do without Kavona. Kiddush Hashem kemenish ton on Kavona. The Kavona is to be Makadosh Shem Shamayim. That's what you're lighting the Ner Chanukah. And if you're lighting the Ner Chanukah, that's the Kiddush Shem Shamayim. When the Kiddush Shem Shamayim is, that's the Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Kiddush Shem Shamayim needs Kavona. So I just want to feroise. We know that there's a Shaila. Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayoyim. Who goes first? You have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. The person doesn't have money. He came with Ner Chanukah, Pesume Nisa, Shabbos, Sholem Beisoy, more than Gansu Gizim. Fill the Frenga Shaila. What's a bigger Ness? You make Kiddush Friday night. What's Zokman? Seichel Maisa Bereishis. Which is a bigger Ness? Maisa Bereishis. The world, the universe, people, animals, sky. We still don't understand it. Yesh Ma'ayin, the Eibishter created. Or he burnt the Nair for 8 days. So some say the Welt was before Teva. So in Nish Teva, it's Pashat that's not a Ness. In the Teva, it's not a Ness. But maybe it's even deeper. By Ner Chanukah, the Pshat was the Dairus Achrayin of Sishkven Kenovi. They were downtrodden. They didn't have any signs from Himmel that it's going to be a Hemshech. When the Eivishte in the Choyshech had gegeben a Ness. Ms. Mephaz, Bria Soilam, but we have to be mechazik ourselves. The Eibush to Gemara Nes. I once heard from the mouth of Ramshon of Rebbe Shlit in Beit Vagan, and then on Chanukah he said, "Someone who doesn't come from Ner Chanukah to be magber his emune that every step of the way a person takes his Nes is an apikiris." I mean, we make that tumul thing in the lighting 8 days. The Eibush does mechayir the Welt every single second. So meret megin a Ner which is burning for 8 days. So we're being mocked in the Eibishter. Now the Pshat is the Eibishter in the Choyshech had getan a Ness that was that the Chashmonoyim and Klal Yisrael were the catalyst for the Ness. Zim gebeten Ness. They wanted Tahara. Zim gewollt avoides Hashem. Und mit dem hat der Eibishter gemacht a Ness. Und das sind die Pesumei Nisa. Der Pesumei Nisa is Odif. Their Pesumei Nisa, what has a Shaykh is a connection to Yedi Yid. Every Yid, B'chol Matzev Shehu, Hotara Achayis, Akesher, Advekis mit Eibishter. Und Eibishter Git Farem, was er darf robben. Das ist der Pesumei Nisa, das ist der Kiddush Hashem. Das ist Kiddush Hashem, that the Eibishter has the Ashkocha Protis, Egit HaTova, he's giving us each second, Be'ez Hashem, the Koiches, with Achov Sadas, with what we need to be Oivir Hashem, to be Vital, Libein, Lov Tcha Behemes, that's the Ner Chanukah, that's the Pesumi Nisa Odev, Mishul Ev Mitzvah Shema, Frey Lecha, Lov Tcha Chanukah, Shkoi.
Mishul Nachilis. Mishul Nachilis.